Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great and so looking forward to the new moon and Independence Day. Yes.
Ah, happy birthday, USA.
Exactly right. And yet, although my birthday isn't until later this month, I ended up with a birthday cake today at the chapel.
Yay! Party for Aphrodite. How fun.
Yeah, well, they all sang happy birthday. We had a fun time today and some new people, and it was just marvelous. And it was like just sprinkling a little bit of rain, kind of cloudy and serene on the drive-in. It was kind of like a nice meditative space to be in there today.
Well, you know, with all these planets and water, you know, it's a great time for meditation and having that Zen reality to it.
Exactly right. Yeah, I did my sermon this morning on the Zen commandments.
Awesome!
We are so in sync tonight, aren't we? Just for those listeners
aren't
out
we?
There, we're both posting each other's stuff on Facebook at the same moment right before we signed on. I love it.
Funny.
I love it.
Hey, when you have that, all that water flowing around, you know, when you have two water babies flowing around in it, you know, hey.
I'm loving
fun thing.
It. Yeah, and all my cats have been very, very affectionate, too. Over these last couple of days, they're amazing. And they usually are, but not quite on the same level. It's just really nice that, like, nurturing energy seems to be abound.
Well, and you know, one thing we didn't talk about in the blurb for the show is that also Venus is trining Mars. And so there's that transformation and that stronger change as far as love and affection are concerned, because here's the other side of the water and the feeling of that water. So cats are highly intuitive, and I think that's what it is really getting them singing.
Very well could be. Actually, you've got a grand trine if you consider Chiron in the mix.
Oh, yeah. Look
yeah.
at Chiron. Hanging out over there in Pisces.
Well, it has been an overwhelming week. I mean, I have to tell you, it took me a while to write my article this month for some reason. I felt like I was fighting myself. I said, oh, no, I forgot this. I had to go back. I'm like, really? Usually I just sit down, boom, you know, I write it. Not this week.
Welcome to my world when I do horoscopes.
Oh, well, it's all good. It's all good. And the oppositions we're having right now, too, although they're not exact, the lights are opposing that retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. And and I find that very interesting, because I think the people are looking for new ways to increase security in the real world, take good care of their physical body, do little things in their yard to make it safer or better or more fruitful. I mean, just a lot going on with that.
Oh, I agree. And reexamining past avenues of how you've obtained that safety and security, and seeing the flaws in them, and transforming and changing and shifting it to where you can get a stronger foundation as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Security and safety. So I've seen a lot of that going on lately.
Mm-hmm. How does your garden grow, my dear?
My garden is growing good, except for what the rabbits are eating.
Bunny love, too. How about that?
Most of it's pretty good. They just take a little piece for themselves here and there. So most of it's going really awesome. It's amazing. We've had extremely dry weather up here, abnormally extremely dry. And so the gardens have been a little drier than usual, and we've been a little concerned. Now, we've been watering them, but we've been having to take a little bit more caution with that because it's you know, when it's hot and dry, it just kind of sucks the life out of the soil. So I'm pretty happy with what we're growing. I really am.
Excellent. I'm happy to hear that. Well, we've got a full queue. I suppose you should take some callers. What do you think?
Oh, how about we do that?
Okay. Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. Great to hear from you again.
Yeah. So it's been last 30 days of my yoga practice. Holy cow, I've been talking about it for the last 6 months. Holy cow, this is going to be awesome. I'm excited.
Wow. Wow. You're really doing it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. 300 and something hours, boy. 370 hours so far.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, the shift is afoot with Chiron sitting right on your Mars. So this is just phenomenal for you, especially with all the water planets that we were talking about. And like Aphrodite said in the beginning, you know, when she talked about the show, dream big. You're the epitome of dream big. That's what you need to do right now, Jay.
Oh, that's what I'm going to be doing after.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be dreaming big. I'm going to write something after this, do some creative writing. It's awesome.
I love that. I love that. You know, the Aryan fire that you have, especially Mercury, it's a lot of squares to this new moon for you. And that should mean the challenge. This is your eighth house, too. So it has to do, again, with the depth, I think, of your experience that you've been going through.
Yep. That's so true.
And Mars is about to sneak into your first house over the next few days. Just went direct a couple of days ago, and now it's going to be going into your first house, going to pass over your ascendant. And that Mars in Scorpio is really going to be good in that first house for you.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So,
finding your natal Mars
yeah.
in Pisces, all that creativity and imagination. As Jacqueline pointed out, Chiron sitting on your Mars. Sweet!
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to it. You know, really worked at this, so. Reaping the rewards right now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work.
Now,
trust the work.
Yes,
yeah.
Trust the work. Are you seeing anybody romantically?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that because I saw that in your newsletter. I saw that newsletter, actually, and I'm going, not right now. But at least I have somebody in mind. So. Really
Uranus special. Is sitting on your Jupiter in your fifth house of romance in the Edmonton chart. And sometimes it does kind of come in out of the blue. So just have that awareness over the next month because Uranus moves roughly a degree a month, okay? And it's just sitting right on you at this time. It's going to retrograde at the end of July, but this month could be very, very important as far as meeting somebody really amazing.
Awesome. I could get it there. I'm getting out there after this practice. Well, I'm going to get out there, start getting out of here now because it's just like it's celebration time.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, it is.
So,
we're so happy for you.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just really stoked about this. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. Yeah.
Whatever you do, follow the path. Trust it. Trust that it's going that way and alter your lifestyle towards it. Don't get caught up in the doubt or the fears of the situation, no matter what, because you've got all the tools, and you're right. It's celebration time. Get out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been great.
You're welcome.
Talk to you.
Keep us posted.
In the future. I will. Thank you much for reminding me. So thank you.
All right. Well, God
Take
bless
care.
You. All right. Bye.
Hey, God bless you. Bye-bye.
such a sweetheart.
He is. This is such an awesome time in his life, too. You know, that sensitive Virgo moon, I always crack up at it, you know, when they're, you know, when they're going through a major shift in their life. Because once they jump over that shift, they're good to go.
Yes. Toolbox in place. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 207551. You're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Jacqueline. Hello, Fred.
Hello, hello.
I'm planning on taking my journey Friday, and I'm just was curious. Is there any time that would be better than another?
Friday?
Yes.
What city in Maine do you live in again?
I live in Maine.
Which city?
Houlton. Houlton.
I don't know why I can't keep that in my brain. I should know it by now. Sorry.
You know, the reason why I said that, and I had to pull up the chart to look at it to double check, is because when I pulled up the transit, for today, okay, we're having this Cancer full moon tomorrow, and you said Friday, and I estimated Friday to be correct, that we are having a Virgo moon, and that day Virgo it not only transits over your Pluto, but also over your moon. Now, it is conjunct the North Node as well as Jupiter. So emotionally, this is a really strong launching time. This is your lunar return that's going to happen that day. So this is a really strong launching time for you emotionally to really set yourself free. And so Aphrodite may find a more perfect time, but I think any time that day would really be awesome for you to make that transformation and change. I think you'd
wow.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. I totally agree, because Pluto's sitting on your part of fortune in the main chart, and the Sun and Mercury are opposing it in Capricorn, okay? And so there's some good things going on. Of course, the Moon, it's going to be in Virgo for a couple of days. So Friday is interesting and good, but Saturday seems even a little bit more profound because of the exact conjunction with the Moon, with the North Node and Jupiter, as Jacqueline mentioned. But also, then, it's also going to form a trine to your Mercury in your ninth house of travel on Saturday night. So I'm just thinking that this is really good.
Wow. I just picked Friday. And, you know, I'm probably going to leave late in the afternoons because I like traveling at night. And it should take about 11, 12 hours.
You're going through a very strong Mars opposition, too. So your psychic energy is very, very powerful right now. And that's why I think you automatically just picked the right time. Your natal Mars is in Taurus, and the Mars in Scorpio, and it was retrograde, which is kind of holding you back. It just went direct several days ago. So now you're good to go. And then it's going to pass over your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune, within a week. Wow.
Wow. Oh, I like that. That makes me tingle. Goody, goody for me.
Yes.
Well, thank
Happy
you
trails.
Very much. Excuse
well,
me?
Well, many blessings to you. Keep us posted.
Oh, I certainly will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy 4th.
Bye-bye. You too now, both of you. Take care and be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's such a sweetheart. We have some really great people to call in here. You know what I mean?
We do. And, you know, I like that they're following the right path. They're just coming for that confirmation, you know, which is really interesting. But my Tim, you know, this is a time period in all of our lives where we have to feel the emotion and see what's best emotionally for us. You know, with all this water going on right now, it's a great time to really use your intuition and say, yes, this is what I feel is right to do, and take that stand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air. 860? Well, I think I'm going to just put them back on hold for now in case they're... Some people hold on for several shows, so I'm just going to put them back on hold for right now. Can you hear me okay, Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to make
you're
sure it was them, not me. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's them. You
right.
might be right.
Okay. Area code 516, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Joni. I don't know. I know this is my first time calling on the show. What do you need from me? Do you need my birthday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's December 24th.
In what year?
In 1963.
And do you know what 63? Time you were born?
It was 10 to 10 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, I could have guessed that by that accent.
Oh, really?
You have a strong Brooklyn accent.
Do you still live in Brooklyn?
No.
Where do you live now?
I live on Long Island.
Okay. Pretty close, but let's just go ahead and make the correction anyway.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I'm in a situation, and I was wondering when I'm going to get a job or a permanent housing because of my situation. In other words, I had to leave a situation. I'm in a situation right now that's temporary, and I was wondering, you know, what's going on with my life? Will I ever get a job, or will I ever, you know, is it going to happen soon? Am I going to find a place to live? When are things going to open up? Does it look good?
Well, I feel like the job opportunity looks good. The permanent housing, for some reason, I feel may be delayed until the middle of August because of some of the ways the planetary energies are moving. Early August, you could get an opportunity, but you might not be able to get in there until the middle of August. But job opportunity, you've already applied for a couple of interesting things, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, because you've got this beautiful new moon that's tomorrow, both the sun and the moon are sitting right on your north node in Cancer, and it's trying to lend you a level of security. But it seems to me that you're going to be taking a job where you're really going to serve others, and you're going to serve the less than fortunate in some way. What do you see, Jacqueline?
And I do agree, maybe less than fortunate or some kind of challenge situation. I do, because, and I agree with Aphrodite as far as I do think there's more of a delay in the home. I do feel that's a test of your own security and safety to find the security and safety within yourself. The universe is going to say, hey, you know, you need to find that security and safety because you're one tough girl. There's no question about it. With a Mercury and Mars, a Sun in Cancer, in Capricorn, all three of those give you that strong mentality to overcome. I talk about that Capricorn energy as being a mountain goat, okay? And I know you're a weary mountain goat at this point in time, but the universe has chosen to make a foundational change in your life right now, and this is a foundational change. Your whole life is shifting. It's not going to stay this way, and no, you're not going to be homeless your whole entire life, okay? So don't fear these things, okay? Just because there's a delay in the housing that you're going to get, trust that you're being taken care of during that period of time. The main focus, like Aphrodite said, and what she talked about, which is coming up sooner, is this job opportunity. And this job has some kind of service to others as far as uplifting them, which uplifts you. And I think that's really the greatest thing you could look at this point in time and focus on is getting that right job right now.
Right. Okay.
And you're leaving a very unhealthy situation. So even though things seem unsure, you're much better off dealing with the challenges you face now versus the challenges you were going through, babe. Okay? So it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay. I so agree with Aphrodite. I think Aphrodite had the perfect wording there, you know, because this is so much for your better. You know, your lifestyle in the future is going to be so much better for this hard transition and change.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, sometimes you don't feel it because it is, you know, you leave one situation, and then there's more struggles that you just didn't expect, and then you just start to think, why did I leave?
Yeah.
You know,
One thing I want you to keep in mind is you were born with your Mars exalted in Capricorn, which means that you'll survive things that would fell another person. Your own personal power. So Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, hadn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War, and it's sitting right on your Mars, retrograde. So you made a decision that was long overdue, and you're taking action. You're applying a certain level of caution, which I think is good. But that's what's going to get you there is just seeing it through. That persistence is going to pay off.
Oh, okay. It's a perseverance.
Uh-huh. You're going to make it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
And keep us posted. Call back and let us know what's shaking, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
A lot going on that chart. Whew.
that's definitely a challenge right now presented to her. So, but it's really so good. I mean, the end result is going to be very productive.
Yes, it certainly is. Okay, are we ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. I think I got them mixed up. Let me double check this. I don't want to keep people on hold longer than they have to be. The queue is so spread out now, I have to go scroll down. Here we are. Okay.
You.
Area code 904, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Alright, how are you?
Good.
And who are we speaking with?
Yeah, my name is Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
I've called in once before.
You're 17-1975? Alright.
And do you still live in Charleston?
I'm in Florida, Jacksonville.
All right, that's what I thought. Okay.
We know our Florida area codes.
Yeah, we do.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
I do have a question. I was going to move to Tennessee from Florida, but it kind of seems like things are not moving as fast as I was hoping they would. I was kind of wondering if it would be better for the Does it look better to stay in Florida or move to Tennessee?
Mm. I'm going to let Jacqueline leave because I already know what I think. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Well, I think there's a time delay because Saturn's retrograde in your fourth house of your home. Okay. And it's going back. It's conjunct your Neptune. And it's going back and making you reevaluate. Are you running away from something or are you moving because you're moving forward? So it's making you question this until the middle of August. And so I can see why there would be time delays in this process as a result of that. But I'll give it to Aphrodite and let her tell you what she thinks.
All right.
Well, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, is retrograde right on top of your sun sign right now. And that's also going to hold you back as far as higher purpose. Your Jupiter's in Pisces in your seventh house, and Neptune hadn't been in Pisces for 165 years. It's also retrograde, trying to keep you by the water, my friend. Okay? I don't know why. Now, if you moved to Tennessee, would you be around a large body of water or not?
Not really, no.
I didn't think so. Usually to make a long-distance move, it really is very helpful for you to have a planet transiting through your ninth house of distant relocation. And right now you don't have anything moving through that house right now. So again, like I agree with Jacqueline, that because of the planetary energies that are retrograde in association with your home and the relocation, for some reason it is not yet time for you to grasp the freedom that you seek until you do more homework. That's how I'm getting it psychically,
right.
So I'm going to go with that. Planets are in Cancer during the new moon tomorrow. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You can finish.
All right, the planets that are basically conjoining the new moon and everything tomorrow, it's a big lineup. And your Saturn, the great teacher of the zodiac, is in the sign of Cancer in your 11th house right now. So you do want to draw upon your resources, both near and far, to execute this at a time when you don't feel it's an uphill struggle. Right now, psychically, you really want the doors to open with your Scorpio moon. So this is a time I think that you should just give it a rest, stop pushing so hard at the closed door, okay, and wait until it's time to turn the key and just have more things in place. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I want to add to that, because she just barely touched on that Scorpio moon, and that Scorpio moon is such an intense lunar aspect, okay, because you feel so deeply, and it gets the fires and the embers from inside burning, going, I just need to move. I know I do need to do this. But it's such a slow-moving situation that you're in. However, what's going to happen over the next week is that Mars is going to transit over that moon. So there's an actual reality that you're going to see physically in front of you that's going to help you decide the direction you need to go. So I agree with Aphrodite. With all this energy over your Saturn and the Saturn energy in your fourth house of your home and the Neptune retrograde conjunct your Jupiter, believe it or not, that makes it for your benefit for you to hold on and to wait, because there's probably a better opportunity for you to make a better change that would be easier instead of fighting the tide right now and trying to move through it. I think it's emotionally that you're trying to give it that outburst because of that Scorpio moon. Hold on. You'll get some relief with that with Mars. Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
All right. You guys have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
What a lineup there.
Oh, yeah.
Caution is advised.
Yeah, ooh, his hands are pretty tied.
All righty then. Somebody from our old stomping grounds.
Hey.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
That's me, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy,
hey, Cindy.
How are you?
I'm not going to ask the same question I've asked because I got the message. I got it August, end of August. But just out of curiosity.
Good job.
I finally got it, yeah.
Definitively.
Do you see any gentlemen walking into my life?
Oh, let's take a look at that. I love that question. Okay.
I haven't asked it for a while, have I, Jacqueline?
No, I was taken back a little bit there because I was like, oh, yeah, new subject. I haven't looked at that.
Let's see. Is your social life a lot better in your new place, Cindy?
No, not at all. I was in here for 12 days without going out.
Yeah, that's got to change, honey. That's got to change.
I know it.
Yeah. And I think that it's just you finding what makes you feel secure, a place to go where you can have people around you, where there's conversation, you know, maybe beverages and a little food and a place where people gather to meet with friends and have that kind of conversation. You need to find like a little outer nest, I think.
Yeah, I know that. I know it. Yep.
I agree.
And the thing is,
I'm agreeing with her. I think that you know, I think with Saturn retrograde, I think you've not taken up the challenge and really getting yourself out there. And there's a lot of activities out there and groups out there that you can go, you know, on Meetup or whatever and find people with common interests in the area. And you have the transportation to be able to do that. So you really need to get yourself out there more. This is a time with Neptune retrograde in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships and South Node conjunct that it's a time for you to go back and do the things that you've done before and socialize the way you have before to really draw in the right individual into your life.
Okay. I have found the Unity Church that I like.
Oh, and it's real
beautiful.
Close to you, too.
Yeah.
It's real close.
That could be ideal.
Good one.
Now,
I know several people who go to that church.
Yeah.
Jackson?
I know several people who go to that church. That's a good church.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be too surprised if you reacquainted yourself with someone from your past. And, so be looking for that, because Neptune is retrograde in your seventh. Pluto's retrograde in your fifth, okay? So we're looking at one-to-one relationships and romance. And Saturn's also retrograde in your fourth house of home. So you've lived in that area for quite some time, and my feeling is you could end up running into somebody that you have known from your past, but perhaps their life has changed like yours has. So I would be looking for that.
Okay. All right, I will. I'm planning on going. I don't know, Jacqueline, if you know where it is. I'm planning on going to the log cabin on Wednesday for social activities.
It'll be good. I think that's great. I like that one. I think it's really great. I wish I thought about it earlier, but we didn't talk about that. I think that's great. That's awesome.
Good.
There's a lot of good people there.
Oh, great, great, great. Okay. I'd like to listen. If I can go back on. Okay.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you.
Come. She's such a sweetheart. I'm happy to hear her asking these questions now. Feeling very
encouraged.
Okay. Now, let's see. We had another 561 on here, and I'm trying to locate it. This list is so long. Here we go. Area code 561287.
Yeah, hi, Aphrodite. Hi, Jacqueline. Happy 4th of July weekend. I can't believe so many people, I guess, are on the phone rather than at barbecues. What does that say? You know, it's just weird.
Wait until tomorrow.
I recognize, and it's funny because I recognize some of those same main callers, so it's weird. It's like, oh, my God, we all don't have a life, apparently. It's embarrassing, you know. Anyway, I remember, I just had to ask you guys a question. A couple years ago, I went on an interview, and even though I have the skill set, I wasn't hired. And then I saw someone posted an ad, and I answered it, and I had said, oh, wow, I interviewed there 2 years ago. And the person says, well, go on the interview. We'll have you interview with somebody else, because they didn't understand why I didn't get it. There was nothing negative about it. But they said sometimes it's not skill set. They want, like, somebody's personality to fit into the department or whatever. I don't know what people are looking for. So, you know, because I used to hold jobs for like a decade until being laid off. I never had a problem keeping a job. So I had an interview Wednesday. So I want to know, you know, if you see that or something else coming soon, because, you know, My unemployment ran out. It only is for 3 months now because of the governor, you know, Congress. It's not for 6 months. It's only 3 months. That's why I'm kind of worried.
Are you 220? Are you 1226 67?
Yes. And I don't
okay.
know
where do you
if
live
that
now?
Has that. I live in Delray, but I don't know if that's the reason. Maybe that they want younger people. You know what I mean? Maybe if I was younger, it would be easier for me to find a job. I don't know what to think, because some employers, they're not supposed to ask you your age, but when you fill out applications, they want the year you graduated college, your date of birth, such and such, you know. So like I said, it's not just skill set.
Is your name Stacy?
Yes.
Yeah. 1226 67 618
Okay, got you.
Okay.
Got you. Oceanside, New York. Yeah, I have so many Stacys, and I was like, which one is?
Me too. I know.
Sorry about that.
Okay. I'm going to say this, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but I just don't think that that job was the right job for you. You're a very, very devoted and a very, very good woman, and God only gives good things to his children, and I really think you just haven't found the right job yet. And I don't necessarily think it's an age issue. I just think it wasn't probably the right fit for you. I mean, I feel you're a very spiritual woman, and I think that you're going to end up finding the right thing, but you keep going back to this one because you were so deeply disappointed, and I understand that.
Yeah, well, they told me it's a different department. They told me it's a different department that I'll be interviewing with somebody else.
Right, and I think that that might be a better fit than what you started out at.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, do you think that Wednesday that's it, or something else going to come? I'm going on in the interview anyway. I have the appointment, but like I said, I had an interview twice with somebody else that didn't want me the first time, saw the ad again and interviewed, and they didn't want me the second time. But this is just some place else that said it's a different department, but it's a big corporation, and I just need something. I'm diligently looking, you know, one or two interviews a week, and I don't know if it's because, you know, being in my 40s, late 40s, I really don't know. You know, it really disappoints me. I mean, am I getting
Mars
a bad
retrograde? And it went direct several days ago. And what's going to be doing this week, it's going to be passing over your Neptune. It's already passed over your Venus. And you've got nice trines in this new moon. So a new opportunity could be this week, very much so. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. I don't know. And I'm going to give you a suggestion, because I find two opportunities this week coming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to give you a suggestion, because it's not your age. Give that up, okay? Again, here, Aphrodite was talking about the timing. That's where I was going to go with this in the first place, is that Mars just went direct, and it just passed over your Venus. So the energies that have been holding you back are now setting you forward. So this job situation is coming now, okay? It's a matter of this week or next week. You know, it's one or the other here again. So when you go in this interview, what I'm going to suggest you to do is use it like it's a practice session, not like you're actually on the interview. Because I think part of the problem is your frustration level right now is a little high. You have a Scorpio moon, and it gets a little intense. So think of it as like, well, I'm just practicing. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And try it in a little bit softer of a manner than what you normally do. And I do feel, again here, don't be surprised if you go on another interview this week, because I find there's two. I find this duality with you as far as your job opportunities are concerned. But they're
but
very
I just
close.
Agree.
Don't fear it.
But I just wanted to ask, how many, like, stepping stones do you think I have until I get the one that I connect with?
You're right here. You don't have much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the last jobs, they weren't, like, the right thing, and you think they are, and it wasn't what it, you know, it seems so great at first. You know how something seems so great at first, and it wasn't.
It's right on top of you. But, Stacey, we have to go. Our queue is full, honey, okay?
So you don't think I'll have to worry financially too long?
No, you're going to be fine.
Oh, thanks, because, you know, it's just, it's very stressful, you know, people...
I understand. People
are out vacationing the holidays and having a good time, and I'm worrying when I'll have a paycheck, and it's scary.
It's going to be okay, honey, and you keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, happy 4th.
Oh, you too. Have a good firework display.
We will. All right, bye-bye. Oh, boy, I tell you, it's so hard sometimes.
Oh, I know.
But it usually pays off in the end. It's just, but boy, I know. I've talked to so many people that are going into that situation. It's kind of like a lot of economic anxiety. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 336, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dee. How you doing today?
Hi,
what's
D,
your name?
Good.
Dee, okay, all right.
I think I called
from
in before.
I think
you
did too.
From Connecticut?
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
You're from Connecticut?
I was born in Connecticut. I live in North Carolina. You can tell by the accent.
Oh, yeah.
I was just born there in Connecticut. I wasn't raised there.
Okay.
Yeah, then I have you, September 10th, 1964.
Yes. Mhm.
So you have a question for us tonight?
Well, feeling a little low, and I'm just trying to see some positive things coming in. Things I've been praying for, special one for my youngest son that's on a path of. I'm not trying to say his destruction, but he's. It's nothing that I don't agree with. And, you know, my love life, you know, it's starting to pick up, but you just don't know who's real out there, you know. So you want to make sure you have the best one, you know. So I just, you know,
I don't have her on my computer. I need her birth information from you, Jacqueline.
Oh.
Okay, September 10th, 1964.
Uh-huh.
I have her at 6 a.m.
I'm not for sure. I was...
I don't
know what time I was exactly born. I can't even find my birth certificate. It could be
that's
anywhere from 4 a.m. to something in the morning. I think I know I was born in the morning.
That's like, can I put you at 6 a.m. is because 6 a.m. is kind of like sunrise.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason why I did that.
Okay.
And what's your son's birthday?
My youngest son's birthday is 8/21/1986.
And what time was he born?
I don't know. I have his birth certificate, but I can't remember the time. I have two other children, too. I have them senior moments. So I can't remember that
it's
time.
Okay. And what city was he born in?
He was born in North Carolina.
In the city?
It's a little town. It's a little Asheboro.
For
okay.
Me?
Yes, ma'am. Asheboro.
I missed the E. Okay. Does his father play in his life?
He's not in his life at this moment.
Your son has some anger issues about his father. You do realize that?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think that's
and that's
core issue.
And that's the crux of the matter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of why he's doing what he's doing at this point in time that you disagree with.
Right. He's just in a bad relationship with this person that is out to use them, I think, and It just, my heart just goes out because I see it, and he's not listening to me.
Oh, no, he won't listen to you.
No, he doesn't listen to nobody. He's very headstrong about his decisions, and plus he's hearing impaired, so it makes it even worse. I mean, not saying it's worse, but, you know, most people with a hearing loss or something, they vary more. Do the opposite of what you tell them. They just vary out, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I've been praying. I've been trying to stay positive. It just hurts to see him going, you know, going through some things. That's a mother.
He's going through some real growing pain since last year because he's been going through his Saturn return.
Uh-huh.
And he's also going through his Jupiter opposition at the same time. So he's looking for something that makes him feel very fortunate, and he's trying to establish himself in a different way. And with Saturn retrograde right now, it's going to turn around and move forward on the 13th of August. I think at that point he will have a little bit of shift, and you might see a little bit more of an optimistic trend around him. The Jupiter opposition he's going through right now, that's going to be exact over the next month also. So I think it's important for him to make these choices, even if you disagree. Support him anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So, you know, you have to also follow your heart. I understand. I just know I'm really here for you. You don't want him to shut you out, and I understand that. So you want to keep that door open. So I think it's very important for you to maybe listen and ask the questions in a softer way about him, so that you can find out more information. Because sometimes he's going to go into that stubbornness and he can just lock you right out. You don't want that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just hoping things will start looking up for both of us. Because we both.
Well, your chart's looking good, babe. Your chart's looking good. You've got beautiful grand trines everywhere by this new moon tomorrow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
<That's> beautiful.
Yes. That's what I was going to go with.
Great news.
You do need to trust the universe a little bit more, and that's what this whole test is all about.
Okay.
What's happening is, you know, there's an evolution with your son that he needs to grow and expand. He needs to find his personal power. And I think that's what this relationship is all about, is him finding his personal power. Because Aphrodite started out with, she was talking about him just going through his Saturn return. And Saturn is retrograde right now in the same sign as his Saturn still. So there's still those effects still happening with him. But what's going to happen is that Saturn's going to go direct, and then it's going to go over as Uranus in his fifth house. And what that's going to do is it's going to enlighten and awaken him to the direction he needs to go. And this is, I'm going to tell you, you have a tough kid. He may be sensitive, but he's tough. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that.
So, here again, so much for his benefit. Let him gain his power over this when Saturn goes over his Uranus. And really, I think you'll see the result of this relationship making him better and stronger as a result of that.
Well, I just don't want nothing to happen to him. I just feel, you know, this person that he's with, I know she's just a little, I hate to say people, I don't like to talk bad about people, but they're not being honest. Let's put it like that. They're not. And he just followed through. He's just like a little puppy. But I'll try to, I know he's grown, but, you know, it just hurts. And then he'll, you know, when he goes through, he always calls back, come back to mama, you know.
He does, and you're there to support him, but let it be that he has to skin his knees and you have to bandage him up. Don't trust that the universe is doing this for his benefit, because when a kid falls and skins his knees, he learns how to run better, so this is a part of his skinning his knees. It's not breaking his leg or anything else, so thank God it's not anything catastrophic in his life, but again here...
Okay.
Does, you know, make him grow and expand. So look at the benefits from it. Be his cheerleader.
I'm going to try. I'm going to trust the universe a little bit more. And that's what was in my spirit, too, to trust the universe about everything. and to believe in my prayers.
Absolutely. And keep us posted, okay, Dee?
Okay, and I hope you say everything looking good for me and in my area.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, then.
You're looking for blessings around every corner.
All right, I'll be looking for them, and I'll keep you posted. Thank you so much. Blessings to both
of
y'all.
God bless you. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a devoted mommy.
Yeah.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 803, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good. Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
And you are?
I'm Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is 12/30/1988.
And what time were you born?
11:55 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Queens, New York.
Now, do you still live there?
No, ma'am.
Where do you live now?
I currently reside in Long Island, New York.
Okay. Pretty close, but not quite the same lifestyle, is it?
No, it's not.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I'm currently living in a temporary home at the moment. I wanted to know if you see me getting my own apartment.
Okay. You already have a couple things lined up, Tiffany?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Now, is one of them going to be later rather than sooner? Is like there a delay surrounding one of the places you're looking at?
There is.
I really think it might be wise to wait it out. Rather than looking for another alternative, I think if you wait this one out, it's going to empower you in some way. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I see what Aphrodite is seeing in this, and I do feel that there will be a temporary opportunity before, okay? But I don't necessarily think it's the opportunity that you're looking for. I think the ideal opportunity comes secondary.
Okay, so I should just wait it out.
Wait it out.
Yeah, you can do it.
Thank you.
For your advantage.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry?
God bless you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
These retrogrades can be challenging.
Oh, I know.
We got about 6 minutes left. You want to go?
Temperate.
We had about 6 minutes left. You want to go for one more?
Okay, let's try it.
Okay. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hello, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Anne, and spoken before.
Who is this?
I didn't catch.
It's Ellen.
Oh, hi, Ellen.
Okay.
Yes. And
so what's shaking?
lots. And so my question, have you been able to locate the birth information, or do you need me to give it again?
82656.
That's it.
Gotcha.
Is it 826 or 526?
Five.
That's what I thought. Okay. In Brooklyn?
I was born here. I now live in the Bronx.
Okay. Getting a lot of New York callers tonight. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All righty then.
And your question is for us tonight?
About a vacation. I'm planning one, and it's a question of timing. I could go anytime in August or September. Is, according to astrology, is there a better time for me to go?
Are you going near or far?
Far. Overseas.
Overseas. Hmm. Usually when you're involved in international travel, there's planets that are moving through your ninth house. Now, right now, Mercury is in your ninth house, sitting on your Venus, but it's going to be moving off there over the next couple of days. So that's why you're trying to make the reservation now, correct?
I am actually trying to make the reservation now and try to, like, you know, get all the details taken care of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, now you're going to be traveling and staying near a large body of water?
Yes.
Nice, I like that. Now, is there family and friends there already? Are you familiar with the area?
I've been there before, and I do have family there. I'm not sure I will call on them, though.
Okay. Okay. Well, with your chart set up, you don't have a lot of earth, but you do have some fire. I like August better, and I like it, if you're not going to reconnect with family, I'd like it better if Saturn was direct. If you were going to connect with family, I wouldn't mind you doing it earlier because Saturn is retrograde. And usually when a planet's retrograde like that, you will reconnect with family. So if you're planning on just going there and just doing your own thing and being very independent, I think it's better off for you to do it after the 15th of August. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I was going to, because of all the questions you asked, I looked at several possibilities. And I do think that middle of August to middle of September at the latest is the ideal time frame for you. I really wouldn't go any further into it than like the beginning of September, even first week of September, let's say, instead, not the middle, because it really gives that, the transits of the sun go through your 11th house, gives you socialization, which is what you're looking for, and a greater perspective in life. Whenever whenever you travel in the sun's in your 11th house, you get to create your hopes and desires and dreams. You get to imagine a little bit more and see a little broader perspective of your future. So I like that a lot. I agree with Aphrodite. I wouldn't travel until after the 13th. But at the latest, for your greater benefit, it would be the first week of August.
It sounds fantastic. So I will look at the last week of August, first week of September, because it's going to be about 2 weeks. Thank you. I appreciate
Excellent.
That.
It's going to be fabulous. You're going to have a wonderful time.
Thank you. You see anything else jumping out at you with that chart?
Well, I just think you're going to have a lot. Are you going with someone else?
No, but that's why I might connect with family. I haven't decided.
Okay. I just think you're going to meet a very, very charming gentleman when you're there.
That sounds wonderful. Well, then
Mars is
going to
be in Sag,
mind.
And I just have a feeling you're going to meet... You're going to meet somebody that's very, very interesting and very charming with a good sense of humor. I think you're going to have a great time.
Oh, thank you, ladies. I'll send you a postcard if you want.
All right. I love that. All right. You have a happy fourth.
You too. Thank you again, Jacqueline and Aphrodite.
God bless. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
We've just got about a minute left. You should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. You can find us both on Facebook, and we're basically always around. Give us a call if you need a little mini reading, you need to look into something in more depth. We're here for you, and we're here to help, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.
Happy Fourth. Bye.
Bye.